The country singer Webb Pierce died 3 years ago, largely forgotten. But in his heyday in the 1950s, Webb Pierce had no fewer than 12 number one hits. A new CD collection called Webb Pierce, King of the Honky Tonk, is bringing renewed attention to the singer. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Wondering, wondering, who's kissing you? Wondering, wondering, if you're wondering too. Every hour of the day, since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering, if you're wondering too. I pray every night.
For me, Webb Pierce is the litmus test for people who say they like country music. If you can't find pleasure in Webb's piercing yowl, I'm sorry. You're a tin horn and you should just stick to your little Mary Chapin Carpenter records. Webb Pierce is in many ways everything contemporary country music is not. Rough-edged, lower-middle-class vulgar, and all too aware of the seamy side of life. Pierce sang about heartbreak and ruined marriages with a sob in his throat. And when it comes to drinking songs, he recorded the ultimate country tune about alcoholism, the bleak and gorgeous There Stands the Glass.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take.
Born in 1921 in West Monroe, Louisiana, Webb Pierce specialized in the sort of stripped-down, direct form of country music that came from having to capture the attention of drunks in bars and honky-tonks all over the country. His high voice was echoed by the steel guitar playing of Bud Isaacs, and Pierce's hits popularized the keening sound of this instrument.
More and more, I'm forgetting the past.
Webb Pierce was a big, showy star. He wore garish stage outfits such as a gold lamé suit appliqued with little cloth records that had the names of all his hits. He drove a Cadillac decorated with 1,000 silver dollars. You can go and see his guitar-shaped swimming pool in Nashville. But Pierce wasn't just a showboater. You can hear his influence in singers ranging from Willie Nelson to Jimmie Dale Gilmore. And today's country music could use a lot more of his risky passion.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Webb Pierce, King of the Honky Tonk.